Well, Anglo-American PLC subsidiary Kumba Iron Ore issuing results for the year ended December, clearly showing the impact of the 47% slump in the price of iron ore last year. Headline earnings per share falling 29% to R34.32 from a year earlier, and revenue down 13% to R47.6 billion. Kumba's full-year dividend is 42% less than what it was a year earlier at R23.34 a share. On the line now to shed a bit of light on Kumba's plan in this challenging environment is Chief Executive Norman Mbazima. Norman, thank you for your time today. Kumba's story, like so many other miners, indicating the end of the commodity supercycle.
Oh, I think so. And for the iron ore industry, it's worse than almost any other commodity in the mining industry at the moment. Our prices have come down significantly. They have basically halved in the year.
And what is Kumba doing about that low iron ore price? Because it doesn't look as though it's going to change.
No. The recovery doesn't look like it's coming anytime soon. And therefore, you're right, we have to take some swift action. We have done that. We have looked at our production units and said, which ones are we going to continue with? We have looked at Tabazimbi, which is our highest unit cost, and say we must review what is happening on that particular mine. We have looked at our projects and streamlined them to ensure that we can only have incremental production over the next few years, which is low-cost production. We have looked at our structures, and we're doing some restructuring, including at head office and at the support services at the mines. We have looked at all our other expenditure, you know, technical studies, pure overheads at head office and so forth. And we've cut those by about 50%. All those are designed to make sure that we can have a flat unit cost in the future, or even a reduction in unit cost and enable us to provide the return to our stakeholders in this market environment.
You mentioned that a reduction in capital expenditure and exploration in new projects by as much as 50%, also cutting head office workforce possibly by as much as 40%, if reports are anything to go by. You did mention Tabazimbi Mine, Kumba taking a R439 million impairment charge on that asset. What is exactly the plan there? You are reviewing the mine, but when will the market know what's going to happen there?
We'll advise the market as soon as possible, Anna. The issue is that there's a lot of uncertainty, and we have over 800 people employed at Tabazimbi, so it's important that that uncertainty comes to a close as soon as possible. But we have to do a careful study of what can be done. Is there anything that can be done with the mine plan to make it more viable? If not, do we sell it? If not, do we put it on care and maintenance? Or if not, do we close it? And those are not easy decisions to make. So we have to be very careful with what we do and how we arrive at that decision.
Of course, slower growth out of China worrying economists, and that means less demand for iron ore. China, the main consumer of your iron ore exports. Is Kumba trying to find new markets, perhaps, to subsequent the loss of Chinese demand?
I don't think that is possible. China takes by far, far the largest amount of iron ore at 930 million tons in 2014. So what happens in China affects everybody, no matter where you're selling to. We do sell to Europe. We do sell to Korea, Japan, Taiwan. And last year, we were selling also to India, Malaysia for the first time. So we do have quite a varied customer base, but 70% of our sales normally go to China. So China is it for us.
Are there opportunities on the rest of the continent?
The opportunities on the rest of the continent is to finding new sources of supply. So being able to find new resources and reserves that we can develop as we go along, especially given that Sishen has only 16 years to go before the life of mine ends. In terms of customers and the demand, Africa is a very small consumer of steel, and it wouldn't make the biggest difference in the world.
You mentioned Sishen. I'm quite interested in that one. You say 16 years before the life of mine ends. Sishen, of course, beating forecasts in terms of its output for last year, up 15% to 35.5 million tonnes, and Kumba wanting to increase that further to 38 million tonnes for 2016 and 2017. Now, shouldn't you be pulling back on supply, Norman, in this environment of a significantly subdued demand?
It's a good question, and I get asked it a lot. The first thing to note is that the seaborne iron ore market is one that is 1.5 billion tons per annum. The kind of incremental production we're talking about is perhaps 5 million over the next 3 to 5 years. So it really is nothing in the scheme of things. It will not move the needle either in the supply growth or in the prices that result. The majors that are producing can add another 100 million tons in 1 year, which then indicates what the difference is. It's also the 5 million is incremental growth based on the current existing assets with no new major projects being brought on, which is where most of the bigger increments in production would come. So I think this is purely at the margins.
Lastly, Norman, your thoughts on the kind of year that Kumba expects 2015 to be?
I expect that our operations will improve further to be able to add the production that we're talking about. I have every confidence in that, given how well we've done in 2014, and that will continue. I expect, and we're working very hard to improve our safety performance. Our people are very important to us, and their safety is paramount. I expect difficult conditions on the market with regard to prices and so forth. And everything that I've talked to you about that we're doing, we must implement it with vigor to be able to thrive in that low price environment. That's what we're going to do in 2015.
Norman Mbazima is Chief Executive of Kumba Iron Ore.